So we're talking about on the one hand, what is a relatively narrow question, but we're going to see that it very much relates to two important sugyas. The narrow question is as follows. We know that when it comes to ribbis, the Torah tells us that it's usher to charge a Jew ribbis. We know, however, the Torah tells us that it's mutter to charge a non-Jew ribbis. And maybe for some reason, as we'll see, it may even be a mitzvah at times to charge a non-Jew ribbis. What exactly is the status of a mummer? What's the status of a non-observant Jew? Different kinds of non-observant Jews for sure. But for now, we'll say one that very much denies the existence of Torah and the like. What exactly is the status? Are you allowed or are you not allowed to charge such a person ribbis? Does the Isser ribbis to a Jew apply to him also? Does it not apply to him? And what may that be based on? So in general, we'll begin by pointing out this does seem to be a machlokas harishonim. It seems to be a very important machlokas harishonim as to whether or not you are allowed to charge a non-observant Jew. We're not speaking about the nowadays question as to are non-observant Jews who may have be in the category of a tinok shenishba. It's a different conversation. But here we're talking about, you know, in the old days, a person that really, really denied Torah Judaism in a very strong way, can you or can you not charge them ribbis? So we're going to say right now, and in truth, there are different permutations of this. But Rashi writes in Tshuvas, the Tshuva of Rashi, it's also found and quoted in the Mordechai. The Mordechai is in Bav Metziah, in Remes Shin Lamed Hey, but it's also Tshuva in Rashi, it's in the Kufayin Hey, that is usher to charge a mummer ribbis. The same way you can't charge a Jew ribbis, you also can't come along and you can't charge a mummer ribbis. That's considered to be inappropriate. However, there are many, many Rishonim that maintain that you, in fact, are allowed to charge and lend beribis to a mummer, to this certain kind of a person. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah maintains that way on Daf Chavav Mebeis. The Ramban in Bav Metziah on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis, and other Rishonim as well are of the opinion that one is allowed to charge, such a person ribbis. What we want to try to figure out is what exactly is that machlokas based on. Why would it be that you could or couldn't charge a mummer ribbis? And we'll try to also understand a little bit in terms of a question of psak as we go on. The first general mahalach, if we have machlokas about can you charge ribbis to a mummer, so unsurprisingly, that could either be a machlokas about how you understand mummers or a machlokas about how you understand ribbis. But let's begin by saying in the following way. On one level, this machlokas seems likely to be part of a much larger machlokas in a very famous sugya with a lot of gemaras that are relevant to it about the following question, again, spoken in very, very broad terms. That's as follows. We know that it is possible to be born a non-Jew and to become a Jew. A person, there is an idea of geirus, sugyas in the krisis, I think daf test or so, that we do have sugyas mesach sivamos, bevav, bemzayin. We do have an idea of geirus. You can transition from being a non-Jew to being a Jew. If you are a Jew, however, and you stop keeping everything, are you able to lose any of your Jewish status? Or in fact, are you always considered to be a Jew? There do seem to be different discussions in the Gemara relevant to this. On the one hand, the Gemara Nivamos on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis tells us that if a person stops keeping mitzvah, they become a mummer, and they go and they marry a woman, that's still considered to be a halachic marriage, because a mummer is always a Jew, once a Jew, always a Jew, and therefore you're good. The Gemara Sanhedrin and Daf Memdal Amud Aleph, a very famous Gemara Sanhedrin, albeit initially it appears to be in a Gadic context. We say in the context of Achan and Zefri Yoshua, Yisrael Afal Pi, even though Yisrael may come along and you may sin, Yisrael who? You are still called a Yisrael. So on the one hand, there are certain indications that even if you're, as long as you're born Jewish, whatever it is that you may do after, whatever choices you may make, in fact, you really do stay and you remain a Jew. Nevertheless, there are certainly Gemaras that imply that a person maybe who's not fully who's not observant anymore and rejects Torah Judaism, maybe they really aren't considered to be a Jew the same way. Where does one find that? A Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Tezayin to Daf Yudzayin. The Gemara wonders about the following question. What would happen if a non-Jew, in general, we assume that there's no kiddush between a non-Jew and a Jew. What if a non-Jew, Bizman Hazek, comes over and Mekadesh a Jewish girl? Says the Gemara, maybe we should be choshesh that non-Jew comes from one of the 10 lost Shvatim. And maybe even though it looks like it's a non-Jew, maybe in fact that non-Jew is considered, it was really a descendant of Jews, and we should be nervous, we should be choshesh for that particular kiddusha. The Gemara ends up quoting at the end there, this is a big, big sugis. We're really just giving a little bit of the highlights. The Gemara there in Yevamo says at the end that Shmuel actually said, no, lo zazu misham acha asam of the kochavim gemurim, that those asara shvatim are now of the status, even if it seems like in the Gemara, even if they would be biologically the children of Jews, but they're around nowadays, they would be at the status of avodei kochavim gemurim, of full non-Jews. You would not need to be choshesh that they in fact are considered to be Jews. So Chazal, we have mixed messages whether or not in fact they are or are not. And in Rishonim, unsurprisingly, we seem to have Rishonim that fall out on different sides of this question. What exactly is the status of a mummer? Is a mummer really in the category of a Jew? Is a mummer not in the category of a Jew? Rashi, in a series of tshuvas, these are world-famous tshuvas. Rashi, in a series of tshuvas, seems to embrace very strongly, quoting the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the idea that Jews, even if they sin, retain their Jewish status. Rashi writes, therefore, says Rashi, if a Jew who's not religious goes as Mekadesh, a Jewish woman, that is called halachic kiddushin. Halachic kiddushin, because he really is a Jew. Yisrael, afapi, you know, even if you sin, Yisrael, you're still considered to be a Jew. Similarly, if a woman's husband dies, and the Yavam, the husband's brother, they have no children, it's a Yibam V'chalitza case, and the Yavam happens to be a Mumar, the Yavam happens to be someone who is no longer connected, that's called a case of Yibam, and he has to do a real Chalitza. We don't say it's Ke'ilu, there's no Jewish brother. We say, no, that person's really considered to be a Jew. So Rashi and Tshuvas really sort of the opinion that, in fact, you are considered to be a full Jew. Nevertheless, there are Rishonim that appear to maintain otherwise. The Meiri Nivamos Daf Tazayin Mabez says, according to some Rishonim, Kol Meshumad Bizman Hazeh, Goy Gomer Hu Ve'ein Choshashin L'Kiddushin. That if a person would come nowadays, we don't assume this way really, but if a person would come nowadays and they're bichlal not connected, so such a person, their kiddushin, their marriage would not be a halachic marriage at all. They are really not considered to be that Jewish. Akedekach, the Meiri's line is, quoting some Rishonim, Goy Gomor Hu, a complete non-Jew. So if we have a machlokas, about whether you can lend to a mumar beribis, and we know that it's usher to a Jew, and it's mutter to a non-Jew, so what's pshat in that machlokas harishonim? So the simple pshat is that they're arguing over this question. What is the status of a mummer? If a mummer is considered to really be a Jew, so that's Rashi in Tshuva's Lishitaso. Rashi says a mummer is really considered to be a Jew, therefore, kiddushin. Therefore, if the Yavam is a mummer, it's like he's still chayiv and yibam v'chalitza, and therefore it's usher to lend him beribis, because the mummer is really a full Jew. You can, as if Moshe writes in Shuvah, the Igros Moshe, halacha only recognizes the fact that you can go from non-Jew to being a Jew, but it's a one-way street. You can't leave your ever being a Jew. Non-Jew you could be, but once you're a Jew, you're always a Jew. We can't charge you ribis. If you get married, it's a halachic marriage. You're like a Jew getting married to another Jew. That is one of mahalach. However, if you understand that it's mutter to charge a non-Jew ribis, so what you would really say, l'chora, is like that day that we saw quoted in the Meiri, that maybe if you understand that a mummer is a goy gomer who, so of course I can charge him ribbis. Of course I can charge him ribbis, because he's not really halachically viewed as a Jew anymore, So he started by pointing out that there is a machlokas in the Rishonim. Can you charge a non-frum or certain kinds of non-frum Jews ribbis? So the one mahalach, again, not talking about halach lemaisa nowadays, we assume that people are all Jewish, that's a different shayla. But what exactly is the pshat? And that machlokas harishonim, so the simple pshat is, l'chora, whether a mummer is really like a Jew or a mummer is really not like a Jew, that seems to be the question. Rashi l'shitaso embraces that Gemara Sanhedrin, they are like Jews. If it's usher to charge a Jew ribbis, usher to charge him ribbis, v'chulei. Other rishonim, like the Meiri, are more suspect of that particular hagdara, and that's one way to go. However, l'chora, there is a second way to understand this machlokas. A second way to understand this machlokas, and I'll introduce it in the following way. There are many ways of being mechalek. It's not so simple at all, the way we set it up thus far. Is Mummer really a Jew, or is Mummer really not a Jew? And there are a variety of ways of deepening this particular chakira, this particular machlokas. You can deepen in a variety of different ways. One way of deepening it, you know, we have our Ofschnitzel, schnitzel, whether they're stacked or not, like surf and turf style, if that's your zone. But one way of deepening it is the Gemara's ahead in Avodah Zarah itself. Luchenstein, in a very well-known article, has it seems like this also. Maybe there are different kinds of mummers. Okay, maybe it's not so clear. There are different ways that people are not religious. There are different ways. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah distinguishes between a mummer lite avon, people that aren't from because they have taivas. But if it was the same thing of kosher or not kosher, they would take kosher, but they'd have a taiva for not kosher stuff. And there's like a mummer lahachis. There are certain people that are bishita. They want to violate. Maybe there are different kinds of mummers. Some mummers are like Jews. Some mummers aren't like Jews. But for a lot of Rishonim, this is definitely true for the Tshuvas HaRashba. It's true for a bunch of different Rishonim. But understand the question of whether a mummer is like a Jew or not like a Jew is actually more complex. And that maybe there are multiple components of what it means to have Kedushas Yisrael. Maybe there are multiple implications or nafkaminas that emerge if you are or are not considered to be a Jew. And maybe a mummer is in a complicated spot. Maybe a mummer, elements of a mummer really are Jewish and we treat like a Jew. And elements of mummer, maybe not, maybe not. Maybe there are different ways of understanding how that works. Rav Lichtenstein, as an example, thought you could distinguish. This is based on the Chilik of Salvechik about Kedushas Eretz Yisrael between shame and Kedusha, that a person that's not at all connected in certain ways, so may lack, at least certain kinds of people, may lack Kedusha. They're not keeping anything. They don't identify at all. But they're still a shame. They're still called Jews. They're still Chayiv and Mitzvos. They just don't have the Jewish character, Jewish personality, the Chiyuv, the Kedusha that comes, the Kedusha which comes with it. But for many Rishonim, they suggest a particular chiluk, a particular chiluk. The chiluk they suggest is that maybe there's a difference between mitzvos which are based on, mitzvos which are, well, one way of saying it, ben adam lemakom type mitzvos. They're a mummer is chayiv like anyone else. A mummer is a Jew, he's chayiv to wear tefillin, saying that we're chayiv to wear tefillin, no difference whatsoever. But maybe we treat a mummer differently when it comes to certain ben adam lechaveiro mitzvos. Now, in fact, in the ribbis discussion, there are three sheets being shown in why there wouldn't be ribbis. It's not for now so much. But when it comes to certain ben adam lechaveiro issues, that if it's like l'reyacha kamocha, if it has to be not just is he a Jew or not, but is he like one of us? Is he connected the same way on a ben adam lechaveiro level? That then it's possible that a mummer, while from a klapei shmaya perspective, is undoubtedly a full Jew, if you're looking at his status relative to other Jews, then maybe there it's a little bit more complicated. Maybe there it's not so simple. So as an example, says the Tshuvas HaRashba the following. He says, you know, I think there's a difference. The Tshuvas HaRashba, is a mummer a Jew or not a Jew? It depends on the halacha we're talking about. He says, you know, if the following shaila, for some days in Chazal, if a Jewish body, if a Jew dies in this room, there's something called Tumas Ohel. What is Tumas Ohel? That if you go on top of, beneath, or you're in the same room as a dead body, so everything here becomes Tameh, Tumas Ohel. And the Gemara has one day, it's a Gemara, Pesach Zivamos, other places also, the Gemara is a Deya, that there's only Tumas Ohel with the dead body of a Jew, but not with the dead body of a non-Jew. The dead body of a non-Jew, we wouldn't say this is true, Atem Krim Adam, that we have Tumas Ohel and they don't. The Rashba says, does a mummer have Tumas Ohel? Says the Rashba, yes, a mummer has Tumas Ohel because he is a Jew. He is a Jew. He's in that category. Says the Rashba, can I charge him ribbis? Yes. Wait, if he's a Jew and there's Tumas Ohel, why can I charge him ribbis? Do we have to return his Aveda? If he lost an Av, may I have to return it? Says the Rashba, no. How come? The ribbis v'achzaras Aveda v'achva. It's a question of achdus. It's a question of relationship. Talyana Rachmana. V'lefnim b'shuras adin ki l'schasidim ha'achim v'hai lav achinu hu v'lo ro'i lasos imo chesed. Says the Rashba, he's like a Jew, le'inyan tumas ohel. But ribis is a mitzvah which is there to provide chesed, like that one day that we saw, that providing chesed for others, returning a lost object, is a mitzvah to do a chesed for someone. The mummer is not included in that obligation to cultivate, to have that level of achdus or chesed with a mummer. So for many Rishonim, it's not as sweeping as to say, is the mummer like a Jew? Is he not like a Jew? If he's like a Jew, usur ribis. If he's not like a Jew, mutter ribis. But maybe mummer is a little bit more complex. A little bit more complex. And maybe he's sometimes in, he sometimes isn't. What's the machlokas we've shown him, therefore, about whether or not you could charge a mummer ribis or you can't charge a mummer ribis? Mahalak number one, it relates to whether he's Jewish or really he's not. Rav Schechter and Ginas Egos has a very, I think, elegant shot. We'll see if we have time to say it all out, but a very elegant mahalach. The first step in the mahalach is as follows. Rav Baruch Ber in the Birka Shmuel and Bab Metzia is choker the following shaila. It's similar to one of the questions that we've raised in the past, but we'll say it a little bit differently. We know that there are two kinds of mitzvahs. Rav Baruch Ber in Birka Shmuel says there are two kinds of mitzvahs we know. There are mitzvahs ben adam makom and mitzvahs ben adam lechavero. Now, we also know that while sometimes it's obvious what falls into each category, that's not always true. We know, as an example, many of us may be aware of the fact that Kibud Av V'Em is the Machlokas HaRishonim. Is Kibud Av V'Em really a mitzvah adam l'chaveiro, the pashtus, providing for your parents? But we all know we're brought up in some of the Rishonim. It's in the first five of the Aseret HaDibros. I guess that means that it's Rebbe Nachman L'Makom. And that's a bit of a Machlokas HaRishonim. The Birka Shmuel wonders, what is the Isser of Ribis? Again, it's a similar way of repeating a question we saw in the past. On the one hand, l'chora, it's a mitzvah, it's an iser, but adam l'chaveiro, it's an iser that I can't charge ribbis. Why can't I charge ribbis? Because I'm taking advantage of you, I'm causing you pain, it's like a form of gezela on some level. Alternatively, wonders of Baruch Ber in the Birka Shmuel, maybe in fact ribbis is a mitzvah, is an iser, but adam l'makom. Adam l'makom, you're not taking advantage of him, like we mentioned elements of this idea in the past. He agrees to this. It's a business deal. I'm giving him access to funds for a certain amount of time. He agrees to it. He can invest it. I could have invested it. And he has to return me with a bit of an extra thing for the fact that I lost access to those funds. I'm not taking advantage of him. So what's the Isser of Ribis? It's an Isser, but Adam Lemakom, the Ribono Sholom, doesn't want us to be, one way of saying it, the kinds of people that charge for Ribis. We're not a din of me taking advantage of him. It's a din of me, klapei shmaya. I'm supposed to be a better person than that. I'm supposed to be a sensitive kind of a person. So nothing to finister, but adam l'chaveira. Says the Schechter, you know what the Chosrei Shonim is about? It's not about whether a mummer is Jewish or not Jewish, but about the following. Says the Schechter, I think it's pretty clear when it comes to the status of a mummer, and it relates to the Jewish Rashi we quoted a second ago, that when it comes to a mummer, any mitzvah, but adam l'makom, he is a full Jew and it equally applies to him. As an example, a mummer is not allowed to shave off his payas with a razor. If he does, he violates an isser. He's a full Jew, le'inya anything, which is ben adam le'makom. However, anything which is ben adam le'chaveiro, anything ben adam le'chaveiro, so there, as the Rashba told us, a lot of the mitzvot ben adam le'chaveiro relate to a certain kind of camaraderie or a certain kind of shared values, the mummer doesn't happen to share those same values, and because of that, he's mufka for many mitzvot and l'chaveiro, so therefore, when it comes to Hashavas Aveda, I don't have to return an Aveda to him, because you only have to return those Avedas to people that have those same kind of shared values, So what's the machlokes about? Seder Shatter as follows. Everybody agrees with the mummer that anything ben adam l'chaveiro applies to him. And everyone agrees with the mummer that anything which ben adam l'chaveiro, the same standards don't apply. You don't have to go out above and beyond, out of your way, to provide for a mummer. So just shatter, what's the machlokes Rishonim about? What really is the Isser of Ribis? What's the Isser of Ribis? Rashi in Tshuvas understands the Isser of Ribis is an Isser ben adam l'makom. And from the perspective of ben adam l'makom, When the mummer stands clapping the Ribbono Sholem, he's a full Jew, chayiv and full mitzvos. So if ribbis is an iser ben adam l'makom, you can't charge a mummer, says Rashi. It's totally usher. But if you understand that the iser ribbis is an iser ben adam l'chaveiro, like the Rashba seems to have written that I can't almost stealing or I have to provide chesed for you. It's a mitzvah adam lechavero, or it's an iser adam lechavero. So iser adam lechavero, that doesn't apply to mummers the same way. That doesn't apply to mummers the same way, and therefore it may be mutter. Let me chaz where he said thus far. I'll try to keep things really nice, tight, and clear, and then we'll add what I think is a very sharp distinction. But as follows: step one, there is a mahogas harishonim. Are you allowed to charge ribis to a mummer, mutter or not or aser? Chuvas Rashi, according to Mordechai, also aser to charge ribis. If, however, the Rabbi Tosfos and the Avodah Zarah, the Ramban and Bamati and that fine Aleph, it's mutter to charge them ribis. What's that machlokas? Based on two mahalchim thus far. Mahalch number one, is a mummer like a Jew? Is a mummer not like a Jew? Machlokas harishonim. If he's like a Jew, you can't charge ribis. If he's not like a Jew, you could charge ribis. That's one mahalach. Second mahalach is no. We all agree the status of a mummer. The mummer is someone who's in between. When it comes to anything but Adam Lechavero, anything but Adam Lechavero, so there I don't have the same shared values as him, and therefore I'm never charged to go above and beyond when it comes to a mummer. But Adam Lechavero mitzvahs, we treat him more like he's a non-Jew. If, however, it's by Adam Lamako, him, Klapi, the Rabbono Sha'olam, so then the mummer really is considered to be a full Jew. So what's the Machlokes HaRishonim about? What is ribis? If ribis is a Ben Adam Lechavero issue, well, Ben Adam Lechavero issues, those don't apply to mummers. He's not a Jew Le'inyan, Ben Adam Lechavero. Said the Rashba, for a frum Jew, a guy I have a certain shared values with, for him I have to go above and beyond and lend him money with nothing back. But if he's a mummer, I don't have that same tzivoy, so I'm allowed to lend him beribis. But when it comes to, on the other hand, but if you understand that the Isser ribis is not about me taking advantage of him, but it's a din that ben adam limakom, that I'm not supposed to be the kind of person who charges ribis, so then he's a Jew for all, but I'm limakom issue. When he stands, klapin ribono shalom, he's a Jew, and therefore I'm not allowed to charge him ribis, because he really is like a Jew in that respect. I don't know if we're speaking quickly or not. I'm really not sure. It's been a long week. Clarity thus far, 1, 2, and 3. Okay. We're going to dig in a very intriguing way. What are we paskin? The shaila can come up a lot. Let's say you're lending money, and you're lending money to a mummer. You're lending money to a non-from Jew, and if you hold it, that Jew's now Mizman Hazad, the non-from Jews are probably, this halakha probably doesn't apply. That's for other reasons, probably for a different time. But what's the din? What are we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch paskin that it's mutter to charge a mummer ribis. The Ramah says yesh omrim. The Ramah says some people hold that it's aser. Says the Ramah, and the Ramah says it's kedai that v'tov lahach mirim afshar. It's better not to charge a mummer ribis. Comes along the Pischei Tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva writes there in Shulchan Aruch. So which is it? Can I charge a non-Jew ribbis? Shulchan Aruch says yes. The Ramah says no. So the Pischei Tshuva, there are achronim that think you could distinguish in the following way. We know there's two kinds of ribbis. Ribbis d'oraisa and ribbis d'rabanan. Ribbis d'oraisa, it's a set. Ribbis k'tzutza, it's a set amount that we determine in the beginning. Ribbis k'tzutza. Then there, it's a loan. Then this goes like the thing called ribbis d'rabanan. Certain kinds of ribbis d'rabanan. Ribbis d'rabanan is where you don't agree to charge ribbis, but you send them a gift after the loan, just as an extra nice thing. There's ribbis d'oraisa, ribbis d'rabanan. So says the Pischei Tshuva, there are some achronim that hold. Can I charge a mummer ribbis? It depends. Ribbis d'oraisa, you can't charge him. Ribbis d'rabanan, you could charge him. Ribbis d'oraisa, you can't charge him. Ribbis d'rabanan, you can charge him. What's the reason why we would be machmer by ribbis d'oraisa when it comes to a mummer? But we would be makel with ribbis d'rabanan. Why would we have that particular distinction? The pashtus is, if we're not sure, we're more machmer with d'oraisas, we're more makel with d'rabanans. Safek d'oraisa lechumra, safek d'rabanan lekula. So when it comes to ribbis d'oraisa, we're not sure. Can you charge a mummer ribbis d'oraisa? But we're showing him. What do we say? Ribbis d'oraisa, it's kedai to be machmir. It's a suffix, it's a d'oraisa. Ribbis d'rabanan, Ribbis the Rabbanan, okay, so there you can be Mekel. If it comes to a Mumar, since there's some Rishonim that hold its Mutter, so for Ribbis the Rabbanan, we're more comfortable being Mekel. So why would you distinguish between Ribbis the Rice and Ribbis the Rabbanan? Because then we're more machmir by Doraisa than we are by Dirabanan. Safik Doraisa l'chumra, Safik Dirabanan l'kula, and that's what it is. Says of Shechter, I think there's something deeper going on here. Shechter has a theory. It's a theory which he holds maybe true l'halacha, the theory which he takes through a bunch of different contexts in Hilchos Ribbis, and it may come up again. And he thinks that Ribbis Doraisa and Ribbis Dirabanan are actually fundamentally different. And there's a real svara why Ribbis d'Oraisa, you're not allowed to charge a mumar, and Ribbis d'Rabbanan, you are. Suggests with Shechter the following. I believe that Ribbis d'Oraisa and Ribbis d'Rabbanan are different in why they are usser. Ribbis d'Oraisa, that is a ben adam lemakom din. Ribbis d'Oraisa is ben adam lemakom. Ben adam lemakom. It's wrong for you to be the kind of person that does this. It's a fair deal, but it's wrong for you to be the kind of person. That's about the lemakom kind of an idea. Why did Chazal establish Ribbis d'Rabbanan? Why did Chazal say there are additional things which are us are also Ribbis d'Rabbanan? Instead of Shechter, the reason why Chazal established certain things as being Ribbis d'Rabbanan, that was motivated purely by ben adam l'chaveiro concerns. That he wanted to make sure that people of shared values, that people were going to be taken care of. We wanted to make sure that no one was going to be taken advantage of. So Chazal expanded the ideas of Ribbis to Ribbis d'Rabbanan to ensure that other people are going to be taken care of. Instead of Shechter, Ribbis d'Oraisa, but Adam l'makom. But Ribbis d'Rabbanan, that was motivated by ben Adam l'chaveiro issues. He tries to prove this in a lot of contexts. Says Rav Shechter, if that's true, now I understand why you can't charge a mummer Ribbis d'Oraisa, but you could charge a mummer Ribbis d'Rabbanan. Not because of Safek, but me'ikr hadin. Because we know that a mummer, for anything which is ben adam l'makom, we treat him like a regular Jew. So Ribbis d'Oraisa, which is a ben adam l'makom idea between me and Hashem, I'm not supposed to be the kind of person. Well, a mummer is a full Jew for anything which is ben adam lemakom. So Ribbis d'Oraisa applies to him because he's like a full Jew le'inyan Ribbis d'Oraisa. Because Ribbis d'Oraisa is all the ben adam lemakom kind of an idea. How come the Pesach Tshuva quotes Achoron that hold that for Ribbis d'Rabbanan you're allowed to charge a mummer? Why am I allowed to charge a mummer for Ribbis d'Rabbanan? So there, so it says with Shechter. Because Ribbis d'Rabbanan is motivated purely by ben adam l'chaveiro concerns. It's motivated purely by ben adam l'chaveiro concerns. Oh, ben adam l'chaveiro, a mummer is mufka from dine ben adam l'chaveiro. We don't have the same shared values. I don't have to go above and beyond in order to provide for a mummer. That's why Ribbis d'Oraisa, you can't do with a mummer. Ribbis d'Rabbanan, you could. So we learned a lot of important Torah tonight. We learned number one. There is a machlokas harishonim. Point number one, can you charge a mummer, certain kinds of non-frum Jews, especially if they're like a mummer lahachas, they're like beshita, not frum, in a very angry way in the old days. So can you charge them ribbis or not? First thing we learned, machlokas harishonim, chuvas and rashi, it's usser, tovas nevodah zarah, ramban, it's mutter. Second thing we learned was, there are two ways to understand that machlokas. One way is, what's the status of a mummer? Is he like a Jew, is he like a non-Jew? If he's like a Jew, you can't charge him ribbis. If he's like a non-Jew, you could charge him ribbis. Or alternatively, and this is really what comes out of the Chuvas HaRashba, the Shechter suggests also, maybe it's based on how you understand the nature of ribbis. Maybe a mummer is somewhere in between. He's still a Jew in certain respects, but in certain respects, we don't treat him like a Jew. Anything but adam l'chaveiro. So there, we don't have the same shared values. We aren't charged to go above and beyond to protect and take care of him. Adam l'makom klapadir bonoshom, him in front of Hashem, so there he's a full Jew. What's the machogus then? Not if it's a mummer Jewish or not, but is ribbis more like a ben adam l'makom, in which case the mummer is like a regular Jew and it's aser, or is it more like ben adam l'chavero, in which case he's not really like a Jew, and in these halachas, and you are allowed to charge him ribbis. As a Shechter, I think that's also maybe why that goof was the chilah between ribbis d'Oraisa and ribbis d'Rabbanan. That's what's there. Lemaisa, many, many posts can maintain. It's a complex question. The non-frum Jews nowadays, even if they're very beshita, may not fall into this category at all. It's a big discussion in the Chazon Ish. It's a big discussion in a lot of the contemporary poskim as to when it does and doesn't apply. There's some good Torah out there. Ray Willigrod article a couple of years ago about the Mummer, Lenin Hilchos Ribis, a lot of very important Torah about that. But at least we got a little bit familiar with a variety of important issues. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. Louis, what's up?